So the races in Falun finished, and the season is now over for all of the teams. And it's always a crazy time of year for all the squads as everybody goes their separate ways. And we're going to catch up with Justin Wadsworth, the head coach of the Canadian team. And the team didn't have the finish to the season that they hoped for, but they still had some pretty good results through the season. And we're going to catch up with Justin and get his take on how things have gone this year. Justin, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Excelente. So, you know, as I said, it wasn't exactly the season didn't finish the way you hoped, but you still had some pretty good results with Ivan and Lenny, and Dasha had a good season as well. Talk about your assessment of things.
Yeah, you know, I guess you do have to look at the positives. You know, we did get a medal with Alex at World Championships, and you know, that was the first time an individual male has won a medal for Canada at a World Championship, so that was pretty big. And then, you know, we had two fourth places there, also one really near miss to another podium there, and Ivan's fourth. So it was, you know, that was relatively successful based on how bad things have been going, like, on and off through the year. So, you know, our focus this year was World Championships, and you know, we managed to pull it together enough for some decent results there. And then, you know, the rest of the year was really, really kind of up and down mostly, you know, a lot of down periods. But there's also, as you mentioned, some positives and, you know, I think 5 or 6 podiums. So it wasn't a total throwaway.
Well, it's hard to, you know, when you compare last season to this season, you know, I guess last year I think you had 14 podiums, if I'm correct.
Yeah, 14 or 15. And yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we went in with high hopes, but, you know, we learned some things. We analyzed the season, and I think have a really good idea of what happened, and we won't make the same kind of mistakes again, and I know this team is more a team like we saw last year than we saw this year, so it's we'll be back where we belong.
I know you mentioned in a previous release or interview about the start of the season taking a lot out of the team, and that of course affected things initially, but wasn't there enough time to recover from that, do you think?
No, I mean that's exactly it a bit. And you know, if I look back, I would have skipped Yelavari and Kusumo, and I would have stayed in Canada, and we would have had better races in Canada because of that, and we would have had a much better season the rest of the season. We had about 5 week period there where we only had 3 days of actual training when we weren't traveling or racing in between Yelavari and Kusumo.
Mm-hmm.
Kusumo and Quebec and Canmore, and then Canmore to the Tour de Ski. So it was really a lot, and we were the only our guys were the only guys that did everything. And actually, I think Lenny is one of the few guys that actually raced every World Cup the whole year. So, you know, we got to learn from that. We need to pick and choose more, but coming off last season, everyone was pretty pumped up to just keep it rolling. So we went in full guns blazing and tried to do our best, and it was just too much and too much travel and not enough training, and we got burned by it.
And it's too hard to catch up once you've already, you know, tried to burn the candle at both ends, eh?
Well, yeah, and then we could have caught up in the period where Sochi was, but we felt it was more important to go and look at the Olympic courses and be prepared for the Olympics next year, since we put so much weight on the Olympic Games. So that would have been a period that we could have really stayed somewhere and trained, but instead we flew to Sochi and competed at 3 races there, and also a lot of people got sick, and so that was kind of a big wrench too. But hopefully it'll pay off next year at the Olympics that we've been there and dialed things in.
Sure, it's an important preview to have, so the guys know what to expect, and the courses look pretty tough there.
Oh yeah, yeah, the courses look tough, or they are tough, and we know what we have to do. It is really important for our waxers to wax for races there and see how the conditions change and whatnot. So we learned a lot.
Yeah, we heard that some of the courses might be changing. Is that still a possibility?
Right now, no. Right now, they just informed us that the sprint course will stay the same and that they're not going to change anything and that most of the races will take place on the classic portion mm-hmm. of the track, and then just the pursuit and the long distance race will take place on the skate portion, which is the really long uphill. So I think they're going to stick with that.
Just thinking about, I remember at the beginning of the year, there was a big announcement about this big machine, I forget the name of it now, that you guys acquired for simulating courses that allows the guys to test things out and get a bit of an edge, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, our ski treadmill with the GPS.
Yeah, thank you very much. I can picture it, but I couldn't remember the name. So how are you able to take that machine and then dial in the Sochi courses that you have? You know,
we will be able to. We haven't done that yet, and that was supposed to be up and running last year, but it took a while to get up and going. So the treadmill's been up and running, but the download capability from the GPS to that is not done yet, so we will have that. Though we have all the information from Sochi, and we will be plugging that in there, and the ski treadmill will simulate the race courses there.
That's great. Great to hear. The guys should be able to use that as an asset.
Oh yeah, I hope so. I mean, we also have video from a GoPro that goes right along with the, so they can visualize it in front of them on a big flat screen TV while they're on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you can be like being there without being there.
Okay, that sounds great. Talk a little bit about Devin, because obviously Devin had a spectacular year last year. I mean, you know, he accomplished what no other man has accomplished in the Canadian history. And, you know, he's had a flat year, and, you know, there's been some glimpses of the old Devin. But talk about where he is now, and obviously there's a head game going on. It's not easy to come out of a hole when you're in one, but you know he's surely a guy who can do it. So talk a little bit about Devin.
Well, I mean, Devin, I mean, it's you know, there were some medical issues, and we still don't know exactly what was wrong with his health, but we have some ideas and we're still working on that. But I mean, that was that combined with the start of the year, like I talked about, you know, he was challenging that and then also, or, you know, challenged with that. And then also with his torn ligament in his ankle in November, like it was a pretty major tear. And he had a lot to deal with this year. And also the pressure, you know, having come into this season as the second ranked skier in the world. And
sure.
That's all a lot. So it's, you know, the good thing is we know he can win World Cup races, and I know he can win World Championship and Olympic races. So we just got to stay focused, do the right things, stick to our plan. We're going to change things up a little bit this year, but you know, the things that have worked for us in the past, we're going to keep going to those, and we're just going to make really good decisions on travel and on racing and picking and choosing races like I talked about earlier. So
sure.
He'll be there. He's, you know, he's frustrated. It was a really hard year for him, but I think it also at the same time, years like this give you perspective and it gives you a place to come from that, you know, it's just ski racing. And I think he'll understand that at the end of the season that we're done. And last year he ended the same place here with, you know, second in the world, and now he's way back, you know, in 28th or 27th over on the World Cup, and I think he realizes that, yeah, it's not the end of anything, and he'll fight again another day.
Sure. You know, Ivan was the, just moving on to Ivan, who had a spectacular start to the year, and dropped a few points at the end. I think he was 16th or 15th, and now he finished 20th. But it was a good sign to see Ivan come back to the old self that he has been.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ivan put together, I mean, he's the highest ranked out of any of our guys, and he deserves it. He had he really buckled down and focused on the things we needed to with technique and his double pulling and strength training and a few key elements for him, and he did those, and he had great classic races this year. He had, you know, fourth at the World Championships in the 15K, you know, he spent a lot of time away from his family, and that was, you know, that was a big sacrifice, and that paid off for him, And so I'm really satisfied, and hopefully we can take Ivan to one more level up, which I think is possible, you know, next year. So should be another good year for him coming up.
Moving on to Lenny, who started the season with some broken fingers or an injured hand somehow, and as you said, he did a lot of races and he had some great performances. What's your assessment of Lenny this year?
Yeah, I mean, he also came in the season and like you said, had a broken hand right when Devin tore his ligament in his ankle the same day. So it was, you know, he had a solid year. He did all the races. He did the Tour de Ski. He'd had a good Tour de Ski where,
right,
you know, he was on the podium in distance and in skating there, and really impressive. And you know, it's, I think for Lenny, he knows he's capable of a lot more. And so he'll be there next year as well. Like it's pretty exciting. He's going to take a nice break now and get to Hawaii and do some surfing. And then, we're going to focus back down on the business of putting him back where he belongs more consistently.
His hand, he was still taping his hand towards the end of the season, or is that completely done or unhealed, or has he still got a little bit of time left for that?
No, that's completely healed. It took quite a while, but now it's totally fine. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So moving on to Alex, who brought a historic bronze to the team at Worlds individual effort. The rest of the season was a bit of a mix up and down, more up at the beginning and more down at the end. Talk a little bit about Alex.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to keep going back, but I mean, he got lumped into that schedule we had to do early in the season, and it really affected him, and you know, but he did pull it together for, you know, podium and the Tour de Ski and also the medal at the World Championships. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I know he's disappointed in the season in general, but you know, those are two big goals of ours, were World Championships and Tour de Ski, and he was there when those counted, even though the season wasn't going that well. So I think that shows too, like back when things are going to go well next year, it's going to be he's going to be flying again. So full confidence in his ability and his talent, and we just need to do the right things now.
Mm-hmm. The girls program, you know, sort of has seen a bit of up and down. I mean, Dash has had a great year. Also, Perry Ann has seen success as well. Chandra started well, but now has taken a short break. So talk about the women's program and where it's going moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, tried some, you know, different things this year. Each of the women kind of had their own kind of program and plan, and yeah, you know, it's I think, you know, and just need to reevaluate with each of them individually and really find out, you know, what worked and what didn't. But you know, for sure Dasha and Perry Ann had good results, you know, and there's a string of good results there, and they just need to kind of go back to those and see what got them there and what we can keep doing to work in those areas well, and then also just maybe try some new strategies with both them to get them that just little bit more fitness towards the end of sprints and in distance races.
Mm-hmm. The take on Chandra, so are we just waiting to see what Chandra's going to do? I know she's planning to come back. Is there a game plan going forward with her?
Yeah, they have Eric and Chandra have a game plan, and we'll see how it goes. I hope it goes well. The goal is to get her back on the team and competing as well as she can.
Uh-huh.
She's one of the world's best sprinters, so
absolutely.
But we gotta, yeah, get everything else and dialed in and feeling good. So yeah, we're confident that she'll be back.
Just looking at some of the depth, you know, on some of the ladies, like Emily Nishikawa, and Andrew DuPont, do you see other gals coming up into the fold as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, women in Canada that have talent and that, that have the ability to ski fast, and there's some really young ones coming up also that we saw the Canadian World Cup. So I think it's pretty exciting, and they just, you know, everyone's just got to keep doing the solid training, and you know, it takes time to be a world-class cross-country skier. It takes time and patience, and but you know, all the women have those, you know, they have attributes that put them, I think, in the class where they can be, you know, among the best in the world. So it just takes time and a lot of hard training, and I think we'll see some exciting stuff for the future.
You know, I know that the teams work closely together, you guys in the U.S., and just seeing what's happening in the U.S. program, it's pretty amazing. And of course, I'm sure it puts a smile on your face when you see what's happening with Keegan landing third in the podium.
Yeah, that was great today to see her really step up to the plate when she needed to and finish seventh in the race today and give her enough points for the third in the overall. That's a great accomplishment, and really, yeah, I'm pretty stoked for that U.S. program and the coaches and the athletes. They've worked hard, and you know, the coaches around the country in the U.S. work together pretty well and have a lot of good training camps, and I think that it shows now with the development pool of athletes that keep coming up, especially on the women's side. So my hat's off to those guys. They've done a good job.
Sure they have, definitely. The Alliance program with the gals from North Canada, U.S., that's still planned to go forward this coming training season?
Yeah, you bet. It's they're, you know, we're looking at different options for camps for sure in Bend. We'll be together and then see about Alaska and anywhere else. So, that's such a good opportunity for the women to train together is you know, great people like, you know, Keegan and Perry and Dasha and Chandra and Ida and, I mean, Liz, Holly, like, they're, you know, you list, they're all, you know, have been in the top 10 in World Cups and or better, and so it's a really strong group, and they should keep using each other well.
Yeah, definitely very strong group. Great to see it moving forward. How long of a break does everybody have before the first training camp starts again, Justin?
We'll start our first camp, I think, with the U.S. in mid-May. So, you know, right now Canadian Nationals are taking place, and then after that everyone will take a little break. So usually about 2 weeks kind of off, and then get back into training and slowly build into the training season.
So everybody's heading back to Whistler?
Yeah. Alex is going home. He's getting his shoulder looked at. But the rest of the team will be out in Whistler.
Okay. Well, we'll wish you all the best at the championships, and thanks for spending time with us, and all the best going forward into Sochi next year.
Okay. Thank you, Benjamin.
All the best. Take care.